I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, homies? Thanks for streaming. Today's Bet Slippin' Podcast is our daily NBA postseason show. We're recording Friday the 13th of May. I'm going to hit both of Friday's Game 6 matchups between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, and then the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Golden State Warriors. And I'm also going to touch on and give a best bet out the Saturday, May 14th, Game 7 matchup with the Dallas Mavericks visiting the Phoenix Suns. I've been off this whole week after just a very disappointing performance in my last podcast featuring the handicapping homie Nathan Beagle, a.k.a. Nate Dogg. We hit the second round game threes that played May 6th and 7th. I was 1-6 in my seven best bets. It was a terrible performance for me. It's been a disappointing postseason. I'm 24-30 through the playoffs. I was approaching a 500 record, but had a terrible game three of the second round series. I'm 8-9 in the second round after a 16-19 first round and 0-2 in the play-in game. So very disappointing. I tried to figure out what I'm missing on this week. I also didn't like the games enough to podcast about it, but I've dusted myself off and I'm ready to attack the game sixes and game seven here at the Suns Mavericks series this week. So I'll talk about those in a second, but first let me shout out the odds provider and sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. They're now live in New Jersey and Colorado, so all of our listeners, check them out. You can get a special bonus today through usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast for your Tipico Sportsbook welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply to that bonus. You must be 21 or older to game, so please see Tipico's website for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. All right, so again, there's two game sixes here in the Friday, May 13th NBA slate. The first one tips off at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Boston Celtics are down 3-2 to the Milwaukee Bucks, who are the host here in Game 6. Milwaukee pulled off an exhilarating come-from-behind win in Game 5, winning 110-107. It was punctuated by two superstar defensive plays made by Jrue Holiday on Boston's point guard Marcus Smart. And that matchup is part of the reason why I like the Milwaukee Bucks to win Game 6 and ultimately move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. This game is a toss-up. The series has been a toss-up. These two teams are tied 2-2-1 against the spread to the first five games. They're tied in they've split the four factors 2-2. The Boston Celtics are only 2.9 points per 100 possessions better than the Milwaukee Bucks, but most of that is due to their lopsided 13-point victory in Game 2, which was the most decisive victory in the series, albeit the Bucks did win Game 1 by 12 points. But you're going to hear this again when we talk about the Mavericks Suns, but Giannis is just unstoppable. He's the best player in the series, so I'll take the Bucks at home. All he needs is for someone to step up and hit a few three-pointers. He's obviously got a couple of competent role players that can step up and knock down outside shots. And if Boston's defense tries to provide any extra bandwidth towards defending Giannis, it's just going to free open three-point sharpshooters like Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, Wesley Matthews, Grayson Allen, Brooke Lopez, and really all the Bucks will probably need in this back-against-the-wall elimination game for the Celtics is maybe five or six three-pointers between, you know, four or five different role players. I think we can pencil in Giannis's stats. He's averaging 33.6 points per game, 12.6 12.6 rebounds per game and 7 assists per game, all lead the Bucks-Celtics series. Also, Boston's Achilles heel is surfacing. They have no legit floor general, and as much as or as awesome as Marcus Smart has been this year, deservingly winning the Defensive Player of the Year, he can get a little reckless and try to do too much sometimes, and that's kind of what's always held Boston back. You can make the argument that Smart's edge or aggressiveness is also helps Boston, and it does, but in this specific matchup against a caliber of defender of Jrue Holiday, we're seeing how bad of a mismatch or how bad of a weakness Boston's lack of a floor general or really like ball handling has become. Also, I think Smart and the absence of a floor general are a big reason that Boston struggles in the clutch. They're 26th in clutch net rating during the regular season. Milwaukee was second in clutch net rating. They have a plus 4.7 clutch net rating in the series. They're 2-1 straight up when the games have gotten down to a clutch time situation, which is of course defined by games within a 5-point margin inside of the final 5 minutes to go, the final 5 minutes of regulation. Also, Smart has actually had the ball in his hands twice in the two games in this series that Milwaukee's won in crunch time. Remember, Marcus Smart had a couple of tip-ins at the end of regulation in game. Hold on, let me look it up right now. Game three that he couldn't convert on. That would have sent the Celtics-Bucks game into overtime. And he also made a couple of costly mistakes here in the down the stretch in game five. One being the game-sealing steal he allowed Jrue Holiday to get at the end of regulation, and a huge Jrue Holiday block on a Marcus Smart drive at the end of regulation. Also, and this is probably the most important aspect of this, it's a toss-up game, but I'm going to take the team who's at home, who's leading in the battle of possessions, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. They're ahead in the series on turnover percentage and rebounding percentage. The turnover percentage makes sense because, again, they're missing a true floor general and point guard. And the rebounding percentage makes sense because Milwaukee has Giannis, and they're just a bigger team with Brooke Lopez also and a legit seven-footer. And Boston missing Robert Williams for the last game and perhaps this game as well. So Boston's smaller than Milwaukee. Milwaukee has a lot more continuity. They're a lot more organized down the stretch. And shooting and free throw attempt rate come and go. But a team that wins the battle of possessions is the team that I'm going to be looking to bet in a coin flip game. I also think the shooting and free throw attempt rate could improve for Milwaukee now that this pivotal decisive game six is at home. I also think a lot of the market is going to be on Boston because I think people want this series to go seven games and are accurate in assessing this to be a toss-up series and a toss-up game. According to pregame.com, roughly 70% of the cash is on Boston, but the line's not really moving. You know, it's not moving towards a pick'em. Bucks are still a 1.5-point favorite. Right now on Tipico, they're minus 120 on the money line, so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the money line, and I have a money line bet in my account as of right now. But yeah, I mostly think the Celtics are getting more love in the market because people just want to see a game seven. And it could certainly happen, right? And if my playoff record is an indicator or foreshadowing this outcome of this game, it'll probably go to a game seven because I suck this postseason. But I like the Bucks. I lean to the Bucks coming into this series. And I think they'll get it done here at home and make sure there isn't a game seven in Boston. So let's take the Bucks money line in game six to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Second game in the The Game 6 Friday doubleheader in the NBA postseason. The Memphis Grizzlies visiting the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are up 3-2, looking to move on to the Western Conference Finals. They're favored 7.5 points. The total is sitting at 218.5, with more juice on the under, which makes sense. It's an elimination game. You think tensions will run high, or the defense will be ratcheted up. So I don't really have any play on the total, but what I am going to do is I'm going to take the Memphis Grizzlies plus 7.5 points. We're getting some reverse line movement, and pretty significant reverse line movement, in my opinion. The Warriors open as 8.5 point favorites. They're down to 7.5, despite getting nearly 2/3 of the money, according to pregame.com. And Memphis is winning 3 of the 4 factors in this secure, the ball security and rebounding battle in this matchup. They're actually plus 2 points per 100 possessions net rating in the series, Memphis is. And Golden State's ball security is going to be a real issue if it moves on to the next round in the NBA playoffs or in the Western Conference Finals. And if it goes to the finals, I think Boston or Miami or even Milwaukee could all feast on Golden State's flimsy ball security. But I kind of butchered this earlier. Again, Memphis is leading in 3 of the 4 factors in this series. They're averaging 2 more points per game and 2 more points per 100 possessions in this series. So taking Memphis plus 7.5 after they've proven to be a plucky underdog, and they've have a really good ATS record when Ja Morant is sidelined with an injury. So following that momentum to a certain extent, but I just like how Memphis's athleticism matches up with Golden State's offense. Memphis doesn't have to fear Draymond or Jonathan Kuminga's jumper, so they're really doing a good job getting out on Golden State's three-point shooters, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, obviously. And, it's making it real tough for the Warriors to hit these three-point shots. They're not just missing. They're having to make shots against a tough Memphis defense. And going back to the whole poor ball security thing, Golden State's offensive turnover rate is 15th in the 20 charted teams in these playoffs. Memphis's defensive turnover rate is first. So this was pretty similar in the regular season, as in Golden State had a high offensive turnover rate. Memphis had a really high defensive turnover rate. Memphis does a really good job of turning turnovers into easy buckets on the other end. And being as though their backs are against the wall, I can only assume they're going to be more aggressive in this game. And they're going to force Golden State into turnovers, because Golden State just continues to be untrustworthy with the ball, turning it over too much. So I think the Grizzlies are going to keep this one close. I could see the Warriors ultimately winning this game, and I'm actually looking for some in-game opportunities to middle probably all 3 of these games that I'm betting, truthfully. So if the Bucks were to go up double digits against Boston, I'm going to look for maybe a plus money payout to buy back some of the Celtics in game. And in this one, similar situation. If Grizzlies get off to a fast start, Warriors somehow have a first half deficit going into the second half, and or just get behind double digits, I'm going to look for an in-game opportunity to take the Warriors so I can reduce my exposure and capture a nice middle. But I do think the Grizzlies keep this one close. I think their rebounding and decisive edge in ball security is going to help them keep it within the number. So I'll take the Memphis Grizzlies at plus 7.5 points to cover in Game 6. And then the Saturday matchup, Game 7, the first Game 7 of these playoffs, I believe. It's the Dallas Mavericks visiting the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are favored 6.5 points, but there's heavy juice on the Dallas Mavericks. In fact, it's at minus 120. The total is at 207.5. I don't really have any play in the total. I like the under in yesterday's Mavericks-Suns game, which I gave out via written post on sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, but I don't have a play in the total on this one. I'm just probably going to be a sucker and take the Mavericks plus 6.5. It's a pros versus Joes game with more money on the Suns, more of the action on the Mavericks. So the Mavericks appears to be the square side, but I'm going to make a square play here and take the Mavericks because they have the best player in the series. I flip-flopped a couple times in the series. Last time you heard me talk about it was this series is game three where I like the Suns to just wallop the Mavericks because we've seen nothing out of the Mavericks when the series has been in Phoenix. But the same could be said about the Suns when the series is in Dallas. The road team has, or the home team has covered and won all the first six games in this series. In fact, the home team has won by at least, I'll just leave it at the home team has won and covered the first six games of the series. I was going to say the home team has won by at least double digits every time, but that's not accurate. There's been a couple single digit games, but these two teams are evenly matched. I don't think the Suns have proven enough to be a 6.5-point favorite. I just think that line is heavily juiced because of how well the home team has performed in the series, but they're split on the four factors, 2-2, and if you're really trying to, I guess, nitpick or be fair about Luka's playoff resume, there's really no fat on it. This guy's averaging more points per game, better shooting, more rebounds, more free throw attempts in the playoffs compared to the regular season. He's been eliminated in the first round in his first two playoff appearances, Luka and the Mavs have, but those were both to Clipper teams with elite wing defenders and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, both of which can give Luka points back on the other end. Whereas Mikal Bridges is a good defender, but he's not doing a good enough job against Luka Doncic and is giving him no points on the back end. Also, Chris Paul is limping down the stretch. This has just been the story of his career, for being honest. You know, I love Chris Paul for various reasons I'm not even going to get into, but he's been a fan, or I've been a fan of his pretty much his whole career. But it looks like the same situation or same story over and over again here in these playoffs. He's down to 14 points per game in this series. He's less aggressive. He's shooting 56% from the field, 50% from the 3-point line, 100% from the free throw line, but just isn't doing what's necessary to take these games over. Maybe it's because they're making Chris Paul work a little more defensively, having Luka post him up, but he's really not been that big of a factor in this series. I anticipate him doing the things needed to push the Suns past the Mavericks late in Game 7 here and then ultimately advance in the series. You know, if I had to pick one way or the other, I'd pick the Suns to move on. But I am making a bet on the Dallas Mavericks plus 6.5. Because they have a lot better ball security. They had more ball security in the regular season, and they have a 4.5% better turnover rate in this series than the Phoenix Suns. They're getting to the foul line a little bit more. And again, I just think Luka is really too much to handle. I think the Mavericks game plan is pretty simple. It's, you know, grab on the Luka's cape and hold on tight because we're gonna ride this guy until he falls until the wheels come off. Whereas the Suns feel out of sorts right now. DeAndre Ayton has a clear edge versus Dallas's front court, but they're not really using it. Devin Booker's look great, but still tied 3-3. Mikal Bridges isn't shooting that consistently well. The Phoenix bench has underperformed. So I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks plus 6.5 points back against the wall, even though the road team has gotten smoked in every game this series. So I'm going to add the Mavericks plus 6.5 in their game 7 on Saturday against the Phoenix Suns to the Memphis Grizzlies plus 7.5 in game 6 versus the Golden State Warriors. And my third best bet, which is the first game tipping off tonight, Friday, 7:30, I'm taking the Bucks money line to advance the Eastern Conference Finals over the Boston Celtics. Wish me luck. You guys know I need it. Obviously, I'm wishing you luck, whether you fade or follow me. Be sure to do your own homework on this stuff if you don't like my picks. But I'll talk to you guys next week. And check out, be on the lookout for my Bet Slippin' podcast that comes out next week, previewing the PGA Championship, which does tee off next Thursday. So we'll be on the lookout for that, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Good luck. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.